Amen. Thank God. And I thank God for this church, for every one of you who choose to come here and worship. Amen. God is a mighty good God.
Yes, he is.
Praise his holy name. Sometimes you just tremble at how powerful God is.
He is Lord.
And we're thankful. Give all praises to God. Give honor to these co-laborers in the ministry who choose to fellowship here. Some powerful ministers here at this church. Reverend Inman, this morning, youth ministry, preached a powerful message. Drove 70 plus miles to come.
Amen.
Had just 2 hours sleep. But he wanted to be here. We thank God for that faithfulness.
Yeah.
And our young people, as we just thank God for the young people, I can't tell you enough how good it is to have the young people in church.
Yes.
Successful in the world, nothing wrong with that, but coming to church, and we're grateful. I want you to look with me here in our Bible. Pray you have your Bible with you. We ought to have that test every week. Just raise your Bible. You have a Bible with you, lift up your Bible. Bible doesn't need to be on the mantle over the fireplace all week. We need to open it and use it. Amen?
Amen.
But I want you to look with me, if you will. The book of Psalm. Singular, not plural. Book of Psalm. Amen. And I want you to look with me in Book of Psalm. I want you to go to chapter 103. You know, it's 150 chapters in the book of Psalm. 103 in Psalm. I'm going to start reading at that first verse. I'd like to use my guide to make sure we're at the right place at the right time. Psalm 103, starting at verse 1. Anybody need a little more help to find it? I just let the ushers know, let a deacon know. We'd be happy to come to you. We're not in a hurry, because we come to serve God.
Amen.
Psalm 103, verse 1. Everybody there?
Amen.
If you're there, will you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. I'm reading from New American Standard this morning. Scripture reads like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit. Will you say amen?
Amen.
This morning we're going to speak from this subject, unseen blessings.
Amen.
Unseen blessings. Thank you for standing, church. Unseen blessings. You know, sometimes when we recognize that God is real, it just makes you shudder. It makes you shake. It makes you acknowledge that can't nobody do you like God.
Yes.
Because he is so unique, so different. And so here are three things we're going to focus on as we look at the scriptures, set of scriptures. First, blessings from the inside out. Blessings from the inside out. Secondly, blessings that cover iniquities. That cover iniquities. And third, blessings that include healings. Blessings from the inside out, blessings that cover iniquities, and blessings that include healings. I can't tell you what a joy it is to be able to grow up in a family that believed that God was real.
Amen.
And I know you understand that. if you are a child of God, or if you haven't even come to God yet, the fact that you are here, church, the fact that you are taking part in the worship from wherever you might be, tells me that God is moving all the time. Somebody here already know that God is good.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
That he's worthy to be praised. I don't have to tell you that, you already know it. And so let's look at this set of scriptures that God gives us here. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. We got to lift God up. In this time that we live in, church, you cannot depend on the world. You cannot depend on the government. The government will turn its back on us if we're not careful. But we know somebody who will be there when you need him. But we got to call on him. We got to lift up his holy name. And what that means is that when we're out in the public, when we're at our workplace, when with our family at family reunions or wherever we might be, we got to emphasize that God is real. A lot of people don't know that. Heard this young man singing this morning. He just joined church a few weeks ago. But God has put him in the service. Had a six-year-old young man singing today. Young lady singing today. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. What is this all that's within me? We've got what people need. We've got what people need. We're surrounded by people who are discouraged, who are upset, who are what they call depressed. They need to know that God is real. And it takes all that's within us to share that with people. You and I cannot be embarrassed or ashamed about being a believer, about being a Christian. And that's why I get so happy when I come to church. I know I'm surrounded by the saints. I'm surrounded by people who also love the Lord. And we're grateful for that. So blessings from the inside out. Take what's in us. Use what's in us. And the reason is, guess who we have as part of our makeup? God says when we come to him, when we accept him as Lord and Savior, he indwells us. Help me, somebody, with the Holy Spirit. Now, help me understand the Holy Spirit. Who is this Holy Spirit? Who is he that we can depend on and know that he's part of our makeup now? He's God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, same person. Person, got a personality. It got a purpose for us, and he's part of us. What are you saying? People need to stop saying that God knows my heart. He's part of you. Help me, somebody. Yes, he knows your heart. It's a true statement. But we got to live our lives like he is a part of us. Got to stretch our hand out for people when they have a need. I was saying earlier, the place where I grew up, Studywood, part of Houston, North Houston. And folks, I tell you, I was an adult before I realized everybody didn't live in the same kind of neighborhood. Our engineer lived next door to the doctor. Doctor lived next door to the truck driver. Truck driver lived next door to the longshoreman, who lived next door to the hamburger turner. It was just people. And we were not an 80% black community. We were all black. And I couldn't have grown up in a better place. Because the people seem to care. And that's what the church has got to be. Since we need to be a hospital for the hurting. We're not a place where people just come and celebrate God saved me. Let me show people how holy I am. No, it ought to be a place where we're gathering folks who need God. Who do not know who God is. blessings from the inside out. And the kind of blessings God can give you, sometimes we may overlook the good things God does for us that we don't even realize is him working. Got some witnesses in here. May not even realize that he's working. And it's from the inside out, it's got to be in us. We cannot fake salvation. We cannot pretend to be believers. If we are believers, there are some things that we ought to do. Amen. All the time. Is that right? Amen. We got to learn how to smile with somebody. And I mean people in the world. We got to learn how to be happy. I remember growing up in the neighborhood, you would not walk past anybody and not give them a nod. Or not say, how you doing? But I know that's not everywhere and that's not always. I remember the first time I went to Chicago and the first job out of college. And they had me walking through the neighborhood. And I'd be greeting people, how you doing? People look at you like you're crazy. And I found out the concern was that some of the people felt like you might mug them. Just different neighborhood. That's the way God uses us. That's the way God grows us up, matures us from the inside out. And the more we learn about God and his holiness, we know that God can use us if we allow him to. And the second thing he says, they're blessings that cover our iniquity. Now, I need to ask you a question. Does anybody here believe you were a sinner before you came to Christ? Anybody believe that? The Bible says we all were sinners. We all were sinners. We can't look down on anybody. Say, Joe and Mary, they're not in church. Well, we started out not in church. And we got to remember that the Holy God covers our iniquities. What do you mean, preacher? Iniquity? Iniquity is just another word for sin, shortcomings. And so when the Bible says, if anybody tell you that they have not sinned, the Bible say what? They lie. And the truth is not, I got some Bible students here. And the truth is not in us. And what God wants us to know is that we are needed by God. We are useful to God if we will be honest with ourselves. Now, if you know anybody and they believe that they're the only saint in the world, pray for them. That's all we can do. We're not going to discourage them. We're not going to talk about them badly. We just pray for them because God can change us. God can work with us if we allow him to. Blessings that cover our iniquities. See, when we recognize, church, that we have shortcomings, then we'll strive to correct that. God wants us to be better. He wants us to be stronger. I was talking to the men this morning, talking to the saints, and I say, you'll know when we're maturing as a church, when we're growing as a church, when we show up before church starts. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
I didn't get mad. I didn't get upset when people told me early on in life I couldn't be late.
Amen.
That was helpful to me. And when it was properly explained, I took on the philosophy, I'm not going to be late to anything. I'd rather be 30 minutes early than 10 minutes late. And God has allowed that to be helpful to me. And it can be helpful to everybody. But we got to know that God will work with us and change. Anybody here want to be better? Huh? Don't we want to be better? We want to mature. We want to grow up. And we don't have to depend on our neighbor to be better. God will grow us. He can mature us if we allow him to. Blessings that cover iniquity. And look how the scriptures word this. Bless the verse 2. It say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. None of his benefits. We got to acknowledge where God is working.
Amen.
Where God is moving. where you have gone to today, where you have matured to today, it's because God is on your side. It's because he is a holy God. God wants us to be all we can be. The Bible words is as abundance. He wants us to be stronger, more powerful, less likely to blow up when somebody says something to us. I remember some of the people used to use this expression. That person got on my last nerve. And I would think sometimes, hey, be careful. You can't give your nerves away. Your last nerve, you better hold on to those last nerves. You're going to need them when you go to work. God is so good. And so the scripture says in verse 3, he pardons all your iniquities. And then verse 4 say, he heals all your diseases. Heals, I need to stop there for a minute. Somebody's been led to believe that when you join the church, you'll never get sick. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
I come by with the news flash. That's not what the Bible teaches. God can say to us, I know you're dealing with sickness or illness or disease, but I'm not going to move it right now. Look at the Bible. When he talked to the apostle, that thorn in the side, you might want it to go, but I need for it to stay so you can stay humble, so you can teach people that God can work right on through that. Huh? When we're down, God can lift us up. When we're hungry and in need, God can provide what we need in our life. He is able. But when God talks about healing from disease, remember the way God looks at us, church, is different from the way we look at ourselves. It's the way and the way we look at others. We tend to think if somebody's dealing with an issue, something's wrong. They're not close enough to God. They're not a tither yet. They don't go to Sunday school. They don't go but to church once a month. That's what people tend to think. But the truth is, it's in God's hand. God heals as he sees fit. And he is a mighty good God. And I come to tell you, if he says, no, I'm not going to move right now, we ought to say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for who you are in my life. I think about some of our members, and I know it's true in every church. We have members who lost loved ones over the last weeks and months and years. And sometimes that can stymie us. It can keep us from moving forward. Because we start to think in our own minds, God does not love us. Where is God when I need him? And the truth is, he's propped you up. He can make you stronger. He can give you exactly what you need. Because we got to come to understand, my loved one, if my loved one went to heaven, I'll see him again. And we got something to celebrate, church. But God wants us to use the church, work with the church. Don't try to do this on your own. Make sure you keep fellowship somewhere. Make sure you have fellow saints around you to strengthen you when that strength is needed. God is so good to us. And then the end of this scripture says, he redeems us in verse 4. He redeems your life from the pit. Oh, I got to stop here for a minute. Some of y'all never been in a pit. And there's nothing wrong with that. There are some people, I believe, who can live their life and never have to deal with serious challenges. But if you're a person and through your life you've had to deal with some serious challenges, and you have come out of it, let me tell you, you didn't come out by yourself. We talk about God being a way maker. Talk about God being a burden bearer. Nothing is more true. He can prop us up when we're about to fall. He can get us out of that pit. And the best thing is, sometimes God can use that pit to make us into who we need to be.
That's right.
Somebody go study the story of Joseph. He can use that pit And when he gets us out of it, he expects us to use that history, use that experience to tell somebody else about it. I'm so happy to be at a church where even the ministers would come up and talk about the past, talk about the pit, talk about it, how it took God to bring us out of that. But God is still so good. We are able, we are right now, as a church, we are witnessing how good God is. Amen. One of our ministers this morning has been coming to worship, fellowship. And he said this morning, he said, "Pastor, I need to go through the formal process of joining the church." See, I've been happy coming. But we want you to know, me and my wife, we're going to join the church. All I could do was say, thank you, Lord. Because it's God moving and redeeming us for who he wants us to be. And so we talk about this process. I think about God and I make my notes so I won't forget. And then I forget. And God will stir me and tell me, walk on. Blessings that include healings. Do you have a concern in your life? Is there something going on in your life that you don't talk to anybody about? Something going on in your life that you wish it would go away, but you really don't know how to make it go away? And so I share this with you. When we talk about God moving us and healing us, first we connect with God. Where's Reverend Inman? First we connect with God. Reverend Inman talked about this morning. And once we are in fellowship, full fellowship with God, he can do what nobody else can do. He can lift your spirits when you are down. He can give you joy when other people would be in despair. Because he has power different from any man and woman. Yes. I love y'all. I love all of you. But I have come to understand God's not like us. No. He's not my buddy. He's my friend, but he's not my buddy. And what I mean is I don't just come to church to hang out with Jesus. I want Jesus all the time in my life. I want him to know that I love him. I'm not ashamed to tell people wherever I am, I'm a believer. And not just a believer part-time. I believe he's always by our side. I believe that God is able to give me what I need. Don't talk to me about being handicapped. Don't talk to me about being sick. God is on my side. I got power that only God can give. I don't come to complain about what happened yesterday. Because I know somebody can prop you up when you're about to fall down. Anybody believe that God is good? When your loved one falls, you got to have faith that God will allow you to see him again. When you're dealing with stresses in your life, you got to put that stress in a box and put it on the side and let God move in your life. Does anybody believe that God is on your side? Not just a preacher's side. God is on your side. But you got to be willing to testify. Lord, I love you. You got to testify in spite of what the world might be saying. I know people who have been in despair. They've been concerned about direction of the world, direction of the government. You got to let that go. That'll keep you up at night. You got to let that go and allow God to show you that his path is going to win out. The church is here to stay. And I don't care what the government is saying about X, Y, Z. God is here to stay. I'm going to lift him up and praise his holy name. And every saint ought to be praising a holy God. Don't let your neighbors put you into a mindset that somehow the church is weak. Somehow the church is disappearing. I'm around people every day who will just surprise you by acknowledging that God is real. You are here today because God stirred you. You're not here by accident. You're here because God has a purpose. And so as a church, we just want to come together. We want to unite. We want to recognize the unseen benefits that God has given us. We might not see. Somebody might say, I've never seen God face to face. But God is here even right now. He's here right now. And the last thing I share with this is this. If you want to see God face to face, be humble. Be available. See, God can only use us if we allow him to. Don't depend on anybody else to give you what you need. Trust God. Unseen benefits. Unseen blessings. But God is mighty good. I think about the little church that I grew up in. I remember seeing coming home from school one day. And this man was on top of this two-story building. And he was working on the roof, I found out later, shingles and things. And I stopped and I said, hey, what you doing? He said, I'm getting the church ready to get open. We're a new church. Going to be starting up. I remember going home telling my mom, and next week we joined the church. God is so good. He is mighty good. He's good to you like he is good to me. If you believe God is good, if you believe God is holy, if you believe God is alive, wave your hand for me. Wave your hand for me. Testify that God is good. If you believe God is real, you believe God is holy, you believe God is in the healing business, will you stand on your feet for me? Will you stand on your feet for me? Come on, don't be bashful. Don't be ashamed. Whatever condition we find ourselves in, God is good. Sister Sheila, God is good. He is holy. He is worthy to be praised. So don't feel bad for me if I walk with a limp, if I need a cane. Don't feel bad for me if sometime I have to sit down and rest. I know somebody who can build you up, not tear you down. He is a mighty good God. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, let's give a shout out to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Worthy. Unseen blessings. Worthy. He is a mighty God. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Calvary, 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 you may be seated. Calvary, Calvary, we can't ever forget what God showed us with Calvary. What was Calvary all about? Calvary was about sacrifice. Calvary was about holiness. Where Jesus came down from heaven to die on a cross. To give himself for you and me. What did he do, preacher, when you say he gave himself? See, he knew all of us were sinners. And he knew as long as we were sinners, we could not go to heaven. Couldn't go back there. But if he would sacrifice himself, he paid the price for you and for me. He wiped our slate clean. Because he loved us. And once he wiped the slate clean, what did that mean? It meant that no man or woman, no matter what they thought of me, could keep me out of heaven. People wonder sometimes, why you get happy? Why you shout? Why you cry? Because I know somebody. Thank you. We're going to open the doors of the church. There might be somebody. There might be somebody ready to make a change. Ready to allow the Lord Jesus to be your guide. If you're over 7 years old, you're welcome. Welcome in the church. Welcome to come and testify. God has stirred my heart. God has moved on my life. He is a mighty good God. I see Reverend Sister Gwen coming into the church. My, my. The doors are open. Come join us in fellowship here at Pilgrim Branch. If you don't have a church home, you are welcome right here. Welcome for what, preacher? Welcome to have some saints around you. Welcome to have somebody you can trust. I'm good. Welcome to have somebody you can talk to.
Right.
Will you come this morning? Will you join with us this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."